This is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok. This evening I wanted to talk to you about a very busy week we've had this week. With regards, we've had two of my new instructors do their courses for the very first time. It was very interesting watching them teach and sort of cringing in places but really smiling in others. It's really nice to see how different people sort of teach different things. Now, one of my instructors came back with something that was very interesting, because what I wanted to do is have a very core course that we all follow, and it would make it nice and easy for everyone to teach. Now, Zach came back with me and he said, well, it's a great idea that we've got everything prepared and on all that stuff, but he thinks that it would be a good idea to do his own slides. And actually, I agree, because listening to him teach, he was a bit apprehensive about what he was going to say next, instead of it coming sort of like flowing and fluently like it is with me, because I actually made the course. So I think it's a great idea that we have the core material and the core aims for the courses, but I'm going to start encouraging my instructors to really sort of do their own thing with regards to how to explain the fundamentals that you're going to use to achieve those aims. So, for example, things like how HTML works. For me, I like to tell a story about there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. And I draw a nice picture about that. But maybe Zach or any of our other instructors will kind of conceptualize it in a different way. So I'm going to give them free rein on how they do that. So with the graphic design course with Seth, he's doing very well. All the trainees really enjoyed it, and they gave back some really good feedback. And indeed myself, I joined the course because I've never really used Illustrator. I've always done everything in Photoshop. It means I know Photoshop really well, but I can actually do things a lot easier and a lot quicker if I knew Illustrator. So it was great to actually be in the course and learning the sort of things that you have to put up with. Things like I got quite far ahead, and so I got a little bit kind of bored, and I did a little bit of Facebooking while he was catching up with the other students. So it's important, if you are doing a course, is maybe, you know, look over your shoulder. Maybe the person next to you needs a little bit of help, and you can help them out instead of kind of becoming a little bit distracted. So it was interesting actually being inside the course and seeing the ways it works. And I quite proudly uploaded my work onto Facebook, and lots of people liked it, even though the instructor Seth said that I overdid it a little bit. But again, it was fun, and it's nice to see things from the other part of the fence and realizing, oh great, it's actually great to learn things. So in that vein, I'm actually going to do another course on Adobe After Effects and learn to do a bit of motion capture and stuff like that. So I'll be starting that on Monday. So lots of exciting things of both teaching and learning. And for me, as the sort of the founder of Web Courses, it's nice to give other people the reins. It's lovely to see it sort of progress and get bigger. So I'm really hoping that the trainees will benefit from our new instructors' experience and the way they teach. So that's everything for now. If you are listening to this, please go on our website and give us a bit of feedback on everything we're doing. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye.